Welcome to 7-Minute Prayers, a production of maninthepew.com. I'm your host, Phil Mershon, and it's my joy to lead you into prayer today. This is day 29 of the 90-Day Gratitude Challenge, a journey toward greater gratefulness in our lives. You can get the details at maninthepew.com/gratitude90. That's gratitude 90. Today, we're exploring reasons that we can be grateful for God's Word. I wonder, how many Bibles do you own? How many of them do you actively read? I encourage you to count how many copies of Scripture you have at some point soon. When you look at them, maybe it's like me. There's a story behind every one of those Bibles. I remember the one my parents gave me, the one I received upon graduation, and another one I got while I was in seminary, and then another one that a church gave me while I served them. Have you ever thanked the people who gave you a copy of the Bible? What about the people who gave you a love for Scripture? Today, I want to focus on four ways we can express thanks for how God's Word shapes our lives. Number one, the Scripture teaches us. Do you remember back in high school or college how there were certain teachers and professors who had a reputation for being the best teachers? Inevitably, their classes filled up as students clamored to learn from these esteemed men and women. Well, God pulled together some of the best teachers in the Bible, people like Moses, David, Paul, and of course, Jesus. According to Answers in Genesis, the Bible was written over a period of roughly 2,000 years by 40 different authors from three continents who wrote in three different languages. But not all of these authors were necessarily great orators. We know that Moses spoke through Aaron. Paul might have had a stutter. But one thing they all had in common, they all had authority. And that's because God ultimately authored the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all Scripture is God-breathed or God-inspired. Now, God didn't force the pens of the authors, usually at least, but the Holy Spirit always gave the message. So how do we give thanks for this? This leads to many occasions for thanksgiving. First, that God gave us His words and we don't have to guess what He said. Second, that He's willing to teach us and correct us. Third, that He orchestrated the lives of so many men and women to give us words that tell a story of God's heart for the world and for us. Fourth, that He patiently teaches us, even while we don't get it. Second, Scripture defends us from Satan's attacks. When Satan tempted Jesus to turn stones into bread, Jesus responded, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Well, E.D. Hill was referencing Jesus' response of "it is written" when he famously taught to hit Satan with the word when he attacks us. I remember it because I was there at the Promise Keeper event when he did it, and we started chanting with him, "Hit him, hit him, hit him." You know what? We became so worked up that E.V. Hill walked off the stage prematurely because he couldn't talk over us, and he felt like we got the essence of the message. The problem for me and many of those I was with is that we can remember how stirring that moment was, but we forget to actually pull out our spiritual sword when we're under attack. We don't practice drawing our swords daily, so it's unnatural when we get into battle, so we don't actually hit him with the word. So here's a prayer of thanks. Lord, I thank you that you give me your word to sharpen my mind and to defend me from the evil one and all of his wicked ways. So the third way that Scripture leads us to thanks is that it reminds us that God never lies. In Numbers chapter 23, Balak sought to hire Balaam to curse Israel. In this context, Balaam reminds us of something profound. God is not a man, so he does not lie. And when Paul was writing to Titus, he contrasted God with Zeus, who was a rampant liar, by saying this: "This truth gives them confidence that they have eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised them before the world began." Everyone lies at some point in our lives. We lie to ourselves, seeking to convince ourselves that we're not lying. We laugh at movies like Liar Liar, where Jim Carrey can no longer lie and has to tell the truth. You know, we become so used to lying that we don't know how to always tell the truth. Well, God, he's not like that. God can't tell a lie, or he's actually not God. He's either perfect or he isn't God. So if he claims that all the Bible is true, we have to decide to believe that based on his claim. That doesn't mean that all of Scripture is immediately clear, but we do know that it's clear enough for us to understand God's call of salvation. So let's pray a prayer of thanks. Lord, thank you that you never lie and that you always tell the truth. Thank you that I can trust the Bible to be true even though I don't always understand it. And I pray your Holy Spirit will help me to understand with increasing clarity. Well, the last way that Scripture can lead us to thanks, and this isn't the last, it's the last one we'll talk about today, is that we can be thankful for those people who gave us God's Word. John Wycliffe lived many centuries ago, and he advocated strongly to give Scripture to the people in their own language. See, this was before we had the Bible in English or any language besides Latin. He sacrificed significantly to allow for this, and he created a movement that has now translated God's Word into over 3,400 languages, with an active translation happening in another 2,700 languages. Currently, 80% of the world can access at least portions of God's Word in their own language, and we're on a mission to take God's Word to every language group, every people group, every ethnic group on the face of the earth. Now, if you speak English, which I assume you do because you're listening, we can choose between 400 different translations. That leaves little excuse for not being able to understand at least its basic message. But you know what? Just because we have it, we have to still read it. I spent 7 months in Kenya working alongside Bible translators seeking to bring God's Word to one of the many unreached people groups living there. The name of that group was the Digos. And while the work is arduous, it brings such hope and life. If you've never heard some of the stories of how God's Word transforms a people group, I encourage you to go read Don Richardson's book, Eternity in Their Hearts. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for equipping and burdening Bible translators so I can now read your Word. Thank you for the men and women who faithfully teach God's Word every week so I can better understand your message. Lord, I pray that you would keep me grateful in Jesus' name. Amen. So here's your challenge. I want you to write a thank you card to someone who gave you a Bible or taught you to love God's Word. And for extra credit, give a copy of the Bible to someone who doesn't have one. And if you don't know anyone, offer to buy some copies of the Bible for your church to give away when someone doesn't own a Bible. Now, we've already been praying today, so I'll just close with one final prayer. Lord, I thank you that you've given me and us your Word. Lord, you've done it because you love us, because you want us to be holy, you want us to be like you, and you want us to understand your mission, your heart, your ways, your character. So I pray, Father, keep us grateful. I pray that your Holy Spirit will give us a hunger for your Word and a desire to know you and make you known in Jesus' name. Amen.